As for the housing market, buyers seem ready. Sellers, not so much. It's the Business News headlines for Monday, the 11th day of May. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Toyota will be slashing U.S. production. Coal takes yet another hit. California may lose millions of dollars in taxes if Elon Musk moves. Another retailer files for Chapter 11. Beleaguered cinema chain AMC saw its stock bounce up by 56% today. We'll share why. We've got the Wall Street Report, and you have been busy cutting your cable cord, right? For the interview, you'll meet Steve Castile from the payment processing system known as Paytiva. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. According to Realtor.com, the number of for sale listings plummeted in April as both buyers and sellers dropped out of the market as a result of the pandemic. For the week ending May 2nd, total listings were down 19% annually, and new listings were down 39%. Experts in the field say they have buyers, but sellers aren't quite sure they want all kinds of folks walking through their homes, so sellers seem to be sitting on the sidelines. That may be why the nation's home builders are seeing a sudden surge in demand. There's simply not enough existing home supply. Home builders also tend to build in the suburbs and exurbs further away from the urban cores. And while urban living was incredibly popular with millennials, the stay-at-home culture of the coronavirus may already be reversing that trend. People seem to want more space inside and outside of their homes. While there's no hard data yet, real estate agents say they're seeing more apartment renters now hunting for single-family homes. So, what are we going to do with all those recently constructed apartments in urban areas? Stay tuned. According to people familiar with the story, Toyota plans to slash North American production by nearly a third through October and expects it will take some time for output to return to normal. With fewer cars being sold, keeping production high isn't a good business decision, it would seem. According to a story from Reuters, Toyota will build about 800,000 vehicles, including its RAV4 SUV crossovers and Camry sedans, through October at plants in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And that, by the way, is down 29% from the same period just last year. The scaled-back numbers also represent a 32% cut from the Japanese automaker's forecasts in January. Weak demand, procurement issues, and social distancing measures are all expected to hit output. You know, it wasn't that long ago that President Trump was campaigning on opening up more coal production in the United States. Well, today, we learned that the largest coal-fired plant in North Dakota will be shutting down as the company focuses on wind energy. The 1,100-megawatt coal power station in North Dakota, owned by Great River Energy, is set to be retired after it was deemed to have lost value compared to other alternatives in recent years. Great River said it planned to shut down the two units of Coal Creek Station in the second half of 2022, adding that it was also willing to consider opportunities to sell the plant. Roughly 50 miles north of Bismarck, the Coal Creek Station facility has a workforce of 260 people and uses approximately 22,000 tons of lignite each day. Looking ahead, Great River Energy, which operates as a not-for-profit cooperative, is aiming to purchase over 1,100 megawatts from new energy projects in wind by late 2023. That's an investment of more than $1.2 billion. Among other things, it's also planning to modify a coal and natural-based power plant so that it's fueled solely by natural gas. Elon Musk and California Governor Gavin Newsom are squaring off in a business dispute. Musk of Tesla sent an email to factory workers saying the California production facility will get back to work as soon as next week. Meanwhile, Governor Newsom said that he may have to file charges if the company ignores the health safety shutdown in the state. Musk is now making sounds that he will move his headquarters to Nevada or Texas. This is what he had to say over the weekend in a tweet. Quote, "This is the final straw. Tesla will move its HQ and future programs to Texas/Nevada immediately," end quote. Now, if Musk moved his primary residence from California, which has the highest income tax rate in the country, he could save hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions, in income taxes in the coming years. Why? Well, Texas and Nevada have no income tax. Accountants who work with the wealthy of California say that Musk would join a growing list of wealthy Californians moving to Nevada and Texas to avoid California's famously high income taxes. Stage Stores Incorporated, that's the owner of rural department and discount stores including Goodies, Peebles, and Gordman's, filed for bankruptcy protection, adding to the toll of traditional retailers felled by too much debt and the economic shocks of the virus. The retailer will seek buyers for parts or all of its business while it also begins to wind down operations. The company said it will start reopening stores that have been closed by the pandemic, with about 557 outlets scheduled to open on May 15th to conduct liquidation sales. A second group of about 67 stores are expected to open on May 28th, and the remainder will open on June 4th, the company said. The company will stop winding down its operations at certain locations if it receives a viable offer on its business. AMC Entertainment stock spiked as much as 56% today after the Daily Mail reported that Amazon is eyeing a takeover of the beleaguered movie theater chain. According to the Daily Mail's sources, the businesses are thought to have held talks about a potential takeover of AMC by Amazon. However, it's not clear if the discussions are still active or if they will lead to a deal at all. AMC was recently the subject of bankruptcy rumors as the chain's liquidity position worsened as movie theaters shut down across the country due to the coronavirus pandemic. If the report is accurate, the move would represent a strategic shift for Amazon as it continues to expand its physical brick-and-mortar footprint and boost its Hollywood exposure. Well, it was all tech today on Wall Street. The NASDAQ composite ended higher for a sixth straight session as shares of major technology companies resumed their rally. The strength on big tech also lifted the S&P 500 to the flat line from losses earlier in the session. The NASDAQ gained 0.7%, marking its longest winning streak since December. Earlier in the day, the tech-heavy average fell by 0.8%. For the year, the NASDAQ is up by about 2.4% and about 6% below a record that it set in February. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 119 points. Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft posted their sixth consecutive day of gains. Netflix and Google parent Alphabet also rose. Well, cable and satellite TV providers endured their worst ever plunge in subscribers in the first quarter of this year as pandemic fallout devastated the U.S. economy. Media researchers blame steep unemployment and the cancellation of live sports for an overall loss of 1.8 million pay TV subscribers. And analysts say second quarter losses may be even worse. According to an advertising tech firm, 64% of U.S. households say they have cut or plan to cut their cable TV subscriptions this year. And with more and more companies offering streaming services, could cable be a thing of the past? Coming up, and just a click away, you'll meet Steve Castile. He's the founder of payment processing company Paytiva. You and I as consumers may not give it a second thought, but as businesses are seeking ways to cut costs, paying high credit and debit card rates might be a place to find extra pennies. That story is coming up next.